In Parshas Kedoshim, there are a lot of mitzvos, but in particular, there's the mitzvah of Orla. Usually, we don't have that many opportunities to talk about Orla in Halacha. It doesn't come up that often, but this is a good one. This is a machlokas that is currently going on. It's kind of much been settled, but it was going on in Lakewood last year and a little bit in Yerushalayim. So I figured we would bring it to the forefront and discuss the question about pineapples, whether pineapples are kosher to eat or not kosher to eat. So we're going to start at the end. I'm going to tell you the maskana, how it comes out of the end, and then we're going to work back and show what it talks about. The widespread minhag is that on pineapples, we make hadama. We make hadama. And we'll discuss that reason in a moment. And we are not concerned about orla, and because it's not eitz, it's hadama. We consider it ke'ilu, it's a vegetable. In the end of Tafshin Ayin Zayin, about 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago, there was a young rav in Lakewood. His name is Rav Meir Shalom Helberg. And I had the pleasure of reading through his kuntras that we're going to quote from extensively. Very, very nice kuntras he sent me. And he published a kuntras called Kuntras Bedin Ananas Lebracha V'Orla. A kuntras, a Torah journal, related to the pineapple when it comes to its bracha and orla. And he argued that the pineapple is in fact a ha'etz in halacha, and therefore pineapple should be usher to eat as orla. Because all pineapples that we eat come in the first or second years of the tree, and there's really no such thing as a pineapple that comes from a four-year-old tree, as we'll note in a moment. And he says, this is the same. Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, all pineapples are the same. He says it's a eitz. It comes from the first 3 years. We know orla means you can't have the fruit of the product of the tree in the first 3 years. And therefore, it's usher to eat. And he says it should be the same thing by the bracha, bor priya eitz. And he says, in fact, the practice of making a eitz on a pineapple was the practice of Rav Gedalia Shor, Rosh Yeshiva Tar Vadas. And he heard as well, he says that he heard as well, that Rav Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg, the Rosh Yeshiva of Neri Yisrael, as well made eitz on a pineapple.
So, he knows it's eitz.
I don't know. He has a footnote. He has a footnote in the beginning. What? Orla exists in Chutz La'aretz as well. So he writes in a footnote, that's what he heard. Maybe he didn't take it to the... There's ways you can dance at both chasnas, we'll say. You could perhaps do both. He records that Rav David Aryeh Morgenstern, who was a very close student of Rav Yashiv, agreed with him as well. And his son, Rav Yisrael Meir Morgenstern, in his base Kalacha, also wrote that it's usher to eat all pineapples because it's orla. So in response, a well-known Rav in Lakewood, Rav Ben Sion Halberstam. Rav Ben Sion Halberstam is the Rav Kal Chassidim. And he published Kuntras Tshuva Binyan Hananas. I wrote a kuntras in response to the aspects of a pineapple. I think Rabbi Halberstam is one of the few Haredi Rabbanim who wear tchelas. I think that's also one of his claims to fame. So he says, and he cites 12 reasons, as we'll go through them, why the pineapple should not have an issue of orla. There's a recently published sefer by Rav Ruvain Halevi in Eretz Yisrael called the Neta Ruvain. He has a similar discussion regarding passion fruit. The passion fruit is similar in its makeup to the pineapple, and whatever we say here could potentially also apply to the passion fruit. I'm going to guess we don't eat that much passion fruit as much as we do the pineapple, so we're not going to focus on that this evening. Rav Yosef Afratzi, who is also a well-known Talmud of Yashuv, writes in the Kuntras Halichos Sada, published in Nisan, Tavshinayin Ches, and also in Elul of that year, last year, and Rav Shaul Reichenberg, who's a well-known expert in Mitzvot Atzilus Baretz, and the author of the Mishpatei Aretz, and Rav Shneur Zalman Revach, and the Chalkas Asad, and Chelak Alf, and Orla Simen Tesvav, and most kashrus organizations, I don't know of any kashrus organization who holds the other way, the OU included, and the Badatz Eid Haredis, all say that pineapples are Hadama, and therefore they are not Orla, and there's no issue whatsoever. And all the contemporary authors in Hilchos Brachos, you can walk into your house right now, open up any Hilchos Brachos saver, whether it's Rabbi Forts, whether it's Vizos HaBracha, Shari HaBracha, all the popular Hilchos Brachos from all say, as we know, that a pineapple is Ha'etz, is Hadama, is Bor Pri Hadama without question. I heard there was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, who when he got this kuntras, he was unsure, and for about 6 months, he didn't eat pineapples, and when he finally came to the conclusion that pineapples were okay, he made a sudas ananas. He made a pineapple party for him and his family to celebrate that the pineapple is kosher and there's no problems whatsoever. Now, regarding Eretz Yisrael, specifically, how they're grown there, so The kashrus organizations say that the reality is that all pineapples and preserves and dried pineapples in Eretz Yisrael are imported from Chutz Lartz. They do not preserve pineapples in Eretz Yisrael. Fresh pineapples, if it has a crown, it grows in Eretz Yisrael. If it comes without the crown and was cut off, so that means it came from Chutz Lartz. So that's how they would distinguish as well. If one wants to be lenient or less lenient in Chutz Lartz and Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in a moment as well. So before we begin, let's define what makes something hate. So we're going to discuss about a pineapple is applicable for all fruits and vegetables, and it's a good rule to know in general about how to define whether this berry or this object is hate or hadama. So the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem defines what makes something ha'et, so you should make bo priya eitz. And the Gemara says, isya legavza v'hadar mafik. Essentially, if the branches stay, in the next year those branches continue to give off fruit, then the bracha is ha'et. And then, if it's leisa legavza d'hadar mafik, if the branches don't remain to give off more fruit, then it is hadama. And there's a machlokes we've shown him what exactly that means.
Can you check out the door, see if somebody's outside of the door? I think somebody might be waiting by the door outside. Mm-hmm.
No, the one by the back over there.
So by definition, is mates?
Is what? Well, we have to see exactly.
Okay.
The Gemara is vague. The Gemara is vague. The Gemara says if it's Isa Lagavza, and if it's not, if it's Leis Lagavza, so then it would be considered Hadama at the end of the day. Was I right? I was right. Okay. So how do we understand this Gemara? What does it mean? The branches stay, the branches don't stay. So the first opinion is Rashi. Rashi in the Sefer Aguda, cited by the Magen Avraham, explained that the tree branch remains the next year and it gives off new fruit. If the tree branch remains for next year and it gives off new fruit, like an apple tree, so then that's ha'et, not a problem. The Mordechai in Brachos cites the Gonim who say that if the tree trunk remains next year and it grows fruit, then that's ha'et. So we don't need the branches, we just need the trunk to remain. Something else can happen to the branches, but as long as the trunk remains the next year, that's considered ha'et. The Machs HaShekel thinks that the Gaonim and Rashi agree, the tree, the branches, the trunk, it's all the same thing. The third sheet is the Rush, and the Rush is the most extreme. The Rush says that as long as the roots remain, but the rest of the tree collapses, but the roots remain and produces new fruit, then it's ha'et. But if you have to replant it from scratch, then it's hadama. So we go from branches to trunk to roots. Okay. The Yerushalmi and Klayim has a different understanding. The Yerushalmi and Klayim says that if a plant that grows branches or leaves from the stem or trunk is a tree, and if it grows leaves directly from its roots, then it's a vegetable. If its leaves grow from the tree, it's from the trunk or the stem, then that is ha'et. And if it grows directly from the roots, if the leaves, the vegetation come directly from the roots, so that's a vegetable. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. The cabbage has leaves and it grows from the stem. A cabbage has a stem on the bottom and leaves come out of the cabbage. Does anybody here make ha'et on cabbage? I assume not. We've all had stuffed cabbage. So what's the cabbage is hadama, it's not ha'et. It grows from a stem though. So the Yerushalmi says, no. If something's a vegetable, and everybody knows it's a vegetable, then we don't use criterion to define what it is. If everybody knows that a cabbage is a vegetable, it grows in the gardens, people treat it as a vegetable, everybody understands it's a vegetable, then I don't use criterion to define what it is. If it's a vadai vegetable, everybody looks and knows it's a vegetable, then it's a vegetable and it's not hate.
What's vegetable? Even in separate terms, a tomato means vegetable.
In layman's terms, if they look and saw this, everybody knows it's a vegetable, it says the Yerushalmi, then it's hadama, it's a gross hadama. No, it doesn't matter the taste. That's what he says. That's what Yerushalmi says. Okay. You only use criterion. It grows like this, it grew like that, it came from the branches, all things like that. If I'm not sure if it's a vegetable. A cabbage, I know it's a vegetable. But if I'm not sure if something is a vegetable, says the Yerushalmi, then I use criterion. So how do we come out lahalacha? The Rama writes in Siman Reish Gimel that something is only called ha'etz if the leaves come from the trunk. That's the only way it's ha'etz. However, if the leaves come from the roots, then it's not ha'etz. And he says, because the berry bush dies in the winter, and the next year the roots grow a new bush, therefore it's hadama. Because everything is broken down, and the whole thing goes down to the roots, and then it grows a whole new tree, that's hadama. And this is the sheet of the Mordechai, citing the Gaonim, that any plant whose trunk and branches completely wither in the winter and then regenerate from its roots in the spring is considered a vegetable whose bracha is bar pri adamah. And since the trunk doesn't last through the winter, its leaves and the fruits are considered to have grown from its roots in the Magen Avraham. Citing the Mishabura, thinks the Ramah follows Rashi, that if the branches give off fruit, then that's enough. So essentially what we're left with at the end of the day is that if the tree is totally broken down, and then it totally regenerates a new tree even from the roots, it's Hadama. But if it keeps any stem, any trunk whatsoever, and something grows from that stem and trunk, then it's Haitz. That's how we pass from Shulchan Aruch. There's one more caveat, and that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya. He writes in his Seder Birchas Hanen, if you open up a regular Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it follows Shulchan Aruch, and at the end, he has like his own stuff. So in the Seder Birchas Hanen in Perek Vav, he brings the three opinions about whether it's the branches, the trunk, the roots, whatever it is. And he notes that the entire machlokus is only when the trunk has branches coming out of it and the fruit and the leaves come out of the branches. However, if the fruit and the leaves come directly from the trunk, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, then the bracha is hadama, according to all opinions, because that's not called ha'etz. And therefore, according to the Baal HaTanya, in order for something to be ha'etz, there must be a combination of four things. For something to be ha'etz, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have fruit, you have to have branches, you have to have roots, and you have to have a trunk. If you don't have, according to the Baal HaTanya, fruit, branches, trunk, roots, it's not ha'etz. That's the rule that he comes out with at the end of the day. This is based on the Yerushalmi that we saw before. Comes the Birka Yosef, the Chidah, and Reish Sari Dalet, and Hilchas Orla, in Yoredeya, and he cites the Maram Alshech regarding the permissibility of eggplant. Eggplants, it's also other brachas nightmare. Chatzilim, its own discussion as well. He explains that any tree that gets bigger and bigger and gives off more and more fruit each year is a tree. But if a tree decreases in size and it gets smaller and smaller each year, says the Maram Alshech, that is not a tree. And to support this, he cites the Marsham in Aleph Kuf Tzarivov, cites the Ramban al HaTorah. The Ramban explains for the reason of oral in this week's Parsha. The Ramban says, a tree doesn't give its fruit a good taste or smell in the first 3 years. And most don't even give off fruit in the first 3 years. Most trees don't even give off fruit in those 3 years because it takes time for the tree to grow and to mature to that stage. And we see that the derech of a tree is to improve, to get better. It goes from no fruit to more fruit. And therefore, it's not considered toras eitz. It's not considered a tree if it is reverse generating, if it's getting worse and worse. If it's getting better and better over time, then that is going to be eitz. But if it's getting weaker and weaker over time, then that's going to be hadama. So you have a lot of rules going on. Just one more point to make before we get to our friend, the pineapple. Strawberries. Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Siva Sada that strawberries are a yerek. He holds they are a vegetable because its structure is like a vegetable and not a tree, based on how the strawberry plant grows. This is based on the Birka Yosef. So he was asked, well, what about the Chaznish? The Chaznish writes in Orla Yud Beis, V'tzarech Talmud mahu hamachriya ha'osa vada yerek. You need to have a good understanding in order to decide what is certainly a yarek. You have to have a mesorah to decide what's a vegetable. So you understand. How do you go? The Chazon Ish said you have to have a mesorah to know what's going to be a vegetable. So he said the Chazon Ish was talking about something that looked like a tree, and in such a case you cannot define something as a yarek based on simanim. If it's not refreshing shas, if it looks like a tree, it smells like a tree, you can't go. But something looks like a yerek, you can rely on simanim. He says strawberries, it's low to the ground, the plant dies every year, it grows back from the roots. It looks very vegetable-y, if you be honest to me, says Rabbi Yashiv. So he says strawberries should be the yerek, they should be adama. Therefore, let's just summarize everything. An eitz is something that's a perennial crop that produces several crops. As the Gemara says, Isil legavs of a hadar mefak. A yerek means that every crop is regrown, and we find different definitions in the Rishonim. There's a bait as to what is considered a continuation of the previous growth. Is the branches, trunk, roots, whatever it may be. And when is considered a new growth, and an eitz has to be made of fruit, branches, trunk, and roots, and the tree has to get better over time. So now we take all those criterion and we put them into the pot. And we look at our friend, the pineapple. Okay? If you want to note where this is from an article I found online, and it's reproduced on The Pineapple, the Plant, and Its Culture by Kenneth G. Rohrbach. It is the best picture of a pineapple I could find on the internet. I don't think there's better than this. It's a complete x-ray cross-section of a pineapple, and it has every single thing we need to know about the pineapple. The pineapple goes like this. The pineapple stem is hard and low, and it's not hollow. It's a thick stem all the way to the bottom. And it is surrounded by long branches, as you see, that comes out of it. You see the long branches. And about a year after it's planted, one or 200 flowers emerge from the center of the stem. And this is one of the most beautiful parts of the pineapple. If you have the chance to see a time lapse of a pineapple tree growing, it is beautiful. All of those eyes on the pineapple were originally individual flowers. All of those octagons were originally individual flowers. And over time, those flowers grow and grow and fuse together until they become one solid mass. It is quite beautiful to look at. And each flower stands by itself, and after half a year, the flowers connect together to make that one large pineapple. And with the stem embedded in the fruit, along it, right? You see the pineapple over here, you see the stem going straight into the bottom of the pineapple. And the fruit then grows around inside that tree that was already there. And shortly before the end of the ripening of the fruit, an offshoot, like a branch, comes out of the trunk. You see it says the sucker over there? So that is a potentially future branch for a new pineapple. We'll get back to that in a second. And usually the branches emerge from the trunk down near the roots where we see. And sometimes they emerge higher up. In this case, this picture has the sucker higher up by the pineapple. At the end of the fruit growth, so the leaves and the trunk around the first fruit do not produce anymore. That top where you see that pineapple, nothing will ever grow out of there again. It's done. It's not going to produce another pineapple from that location. Usually, it'll dry up and fall off. And now another fruit will begin. See that sucker over there? Another fruit will begin to grow from that separate new branch. But no pineapple will grow from a branch that was already used to grow something before. It will simply grow another branch each year. Now, that's not how your pineapples are made. What happens is that after that first year where that first pineapple is harvested, the harvesters will go and cut that sucker off the side of the pineapple bush, the pineapple tree, and they'll take it and they will replant it in the ground. They don't simply grow another pineapple from the tree. They'll cut the sucker off, that new branch, and they will replant it in the ground to grow it fresh from the ground. We'll discuss why they do that in a moment. That is how a pineapple comes to fruition. Pun intended. Okay? So let's discuss the reasoning of the Osrim. Those who say the pineapple is Osir, what do they say? They bring 4 points. The first thing is that those who claim the pineapple should be Osir because of Orla cite the opinion of experts who say that a single pineapple plant can produce pineapples through 3 cycles of growth and sometimes even a fourth. Meaning it's only producing in the first 3 years. So it's certainly going to be Orla. 1. All come from the same trunk, and no new trunks are created. And therefore, it's a perennial tree that gives off multiple yields. You don't have to plant a new pineapple tree. They do, but you don't have to. It is on its own a perennial tree that will continue to give off fruit for 3 or 4 years. The third point is that it doesn't produce fruit in the year that it's seeded. Unlike a regular hadamah, when you put a carrot seed in the ground, it'll grow you a carrot that year. A pineapple tree will not produce a pineapple in that first year. It takes another year for it to produce. That is very tree-like. The tree has to grow and then it produces fruit. And the fourth is that the pineapple leaves grow on the trunk in the fashion of a tree, as you see here in the picture. Those are the agricultural reasons. So why do the growers not leave it on the branch of the tree to grow another crop? And that's because the second fruit of a pineapple that it grows is always going to be smaller. Why? Because the tree already used the nutrients on that first one. And therefore it is not strong enough to produce a big enough pineapple the same size as the first one. The third growth will be even smaller. And the fourth one, if there will be one, will be an even smaller pineapple. And for the same plant that raised the first crop and is now growing another crop, its strength is weakened over time. On the other hand, the second crop of a pineapple is always better in flavor. If you allow a pineapple tree to grow a second pineapple naturally, it will be sweeter and it will taste better than that first pineapple. And in the early years of the beginning of the period of pineapple growth, which apparently is around 1910 when they started growing pineapples for commercial use, they didn't remove the branch from the pineapple bush because it made a sweeter pineapple the second go around. And every pineapple bush would produce a second, a third, and a fourth. And it didn't matter to the growers that the size of the fruit was decreasing because the quality was better. I get a smaller pineapple, but it's more delicious than its first brother from the first year. And the reason today, why do we not do that? How come I don't have a more delicious pineapple than I could have? Is because the growers uproot the pineapple, the pipe from the mother plant, is because when the branch is planted directly in the soil, it will grow the fruit faster. If I leave the sucker on the pineapple tree for a second or a third or fourth year, it will grow slower. But if I cut it off and I put it directly in the ground, it will grow faster. And they want to have control over how the pineapples grow at the rate they grow so they can process them together. So the opinion of the Rush is that Issa Lagavza meant that it sprouts from the roots. We see from our picture that the pineapple plant gives off another fruit from the same roots. And since there's a plant that sits above the ground, we shouldn't view the pineapple as something that's sprouting directly from the ground. It's coming from that trunk. According to the Mordechai, Issa Lagavza means that the trunk gives off a continuous yield. It's never going to stop. And therefore, the pineapple plant is a trunk in every aspect. It gives off numerous yields. The pineapple doesn't stop after 1 year. And according to Rashi, Issa Lagavza means that it grows from a branch. So they say, halach, we don't follow Rashi. So they say, look over here, there's no branches, right? It's just a trunk with a pineapple. So those, the people say it's us who say, Rashi's not la halacha. And therefore, we don't need a branch. Okay. But what about the Shulchan Aruch? What did the Shulchan Aruch say? It said that we needed that if it comes from the trunk, then that if a fruit comes from the trunk, directly from the trunk, it's a yerek. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say this is only the case if the trunk is soft. But if the pineapple comes from a hard trunk that's stiff and it's firm like a tree, then he would agree that that would be ha'etz as well. In addition, the first yield of a pineapple comes from the bottom of the trunk. The second comes from the branch that's attached to the trunk. In addition, many Acharim argue the Shulchan Aruch Rav and explain the Tosefta that it comes from the roots of Yerek. And therefore, since the second, third, and fourth pineapple come not from the trunk, but rather from a branch that comes off, it is also more tree-like. The last point they say is that the issue regarding the brach is not so severe. Because if I make a hadama on an eitz, what's the halacha? It's still good anyway. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Vav that it's still going to be good, the hadama, because it still is pre-hadama. The oral is more severe. And they say that one cannot buy a pineapple grown at all. And therefore, there's no hetzer to eat any pineapple grown in Eretz Yisrael. Say, chutz la'aretz. Oral in chutz la'aretz is only derabanan. And it's a suffix. Suffix oral b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. If I have a suffix about oral in chutz la'aretz, I'm allowed to eat the fruit. So they say it's not so clear, since there's a machlokes haposkim, whether a suffix in halacha. Suffix oral in chutz la'aretz means suffix, I don't know whether this is something that, whether this was grown in chutz la'aretz or not, whether this is orla. But I have a suffix in the halacha, and I don't know, not a suffix in the metzias. And therefore, those posts can say pineapples are us because they argue, which I think pretty cogently, pretty nicely, that it seems to be very ha'etz-like. Look at the picture. It seems to follow all the rules. You have the mother, the trunk, multiple fruit, things like that. So what's with the matirim? What's with those who allow us to continue to eat the pineapple? So let's go to their points. Those who say there's no issue with orla when it comes to pineapples quote experts as well, who unequivocally determine though you will usually not a second crop at all. Most pineapple trees don't give off a second crop. And even if another crop grows, it will be very bad compared to the first crop. The second crop is worse than the first one, and the third is worse than the others. And therefore, the pineapple growers around the world cut off the branch and plant it directly in the soil, so the second growth will be successful and marketed successfully. And after all, it's considered like a vegetable, which does not have a second year's harvest. You don't have a second year. You don't have a second carrot that comes up the next year. It's a one and done. Pineapples, you get one pineapple per planting. And that's the minhag of dole. The minhag of dol is that you get one pineapple per planting. It's treated like a vegetable, and therefore it should be a vegetable. And the Birkei Yosef also says that the fruit is miskalkal. The fruit gets worse and not as good over time. The quality is not as good. So therefore, that's considered a yarek. So they bring four proofs as well. The first, the pineapple stem inside is not the same as a tree trunk. It's white and soft, like the fruit of a kohlrabi they compare it to. I never had kohlrabi, but it's somewhat like a kohlrabi. It's delicious, I'm told. So I never had, but the stem is similar to kohlrabi or in the stem of a cabbage. And you rip out the stalk, it becomes dry and rots over time. It doesn't stand by itself. If I pick an apple from the apple tree, the tree will be just fine. If I pick the pineapple, the stem will get bad over time. Second, if you rip out the entire stem along with the root, so the kafter of a ferach writes in Perek Nun Vav, there's no isser orla with bananas. Why? Because the banana plant regrows each year since the trunk is white and soft. And since that trunk is white and soft, not really like a real trunk, and the second growth of the pineapple does not appear to be a branch of the first plant, it's a new plant growing as well. Third, the shape of the plant does not look like a tree, but a yarek. I said, come on, look at this picture. It's not tree-like, this is yarek-like. The leaves are long in relation to the stem, and if you look, and they're really close to the ground, look at where the roots are over here. This is not the bottom tree. This is the bottom over here. The pineapple's right over here. And therefore, the roots are so close to the ground. Who has a tree where the branches are touching the ground? That's not normal for a tree, they say. And the entire height of the pineapple tree is very low. And the idea of looking at the form of the plant comes from the Maslik Bracha, who said about certain Italian fruits or vegetable, we're not sure exactly what he was talking about, that everyone who looked at it called it a vegetable, and therefore the Bracha's Adama. Look at it, it looks like a vegetable. It has branches that are close to the ground. It looks like an overgrown bush, and therefore it's Adama. Rashi said, Isa Lagavza meant that it grows from a branch, and no one disagrees that the branch of a pineapple doesn't give off another fruit, but the branch falls off and a new branch grows to make a new pineapple. And even according to the Mordechai, who said that Isa Lagavza means that the trunk lasts and gives another yield, for a pineapple, it's not a real trunk. Come on. But an apple tree, that's a trunk. A pear tree, that's a trunk. This is not a real trunk. What about the Rush? What the Rush said that if the roots remain and the roots continue to produce and it gives off another fruit, then that's a eitz. So they write that the best agronomists have already checked and the inspectors of the best hashgachos have examined and found that the second yield strands were really fed directly from the soil. What does that mean? If you look at our picture over here, so this, let's say this sucker over here that's coming off the side, that really is so close to the ground that it draws new roots on its own. And it pulls up its own nutrients separate from the roots that are already there. And because it's so close to the ground, it draws its own nutrients and has its own thread of drawing from the mother plant, separate from the mother plant. And therefore, it's also like a vegetable because it's not dependent, really, because it draws its own nutrients on its own because it's so close to the ground. And it doesn't rely on the first pineapple. And the mother stem produces only one crop. In any case, therefore, it's judged as a vegetable. The Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav said, in order to have a tree, you need to have branches, trunk, roots, fruit, the whole thing. So the entire machlokas is only when the tree grows branches from the trunk, and then the branches give off fruit. But if the leaves and the fruit come straight from the stem, then the bracha is adama. In pineapple, the first fruit comes out of the trunk and not from the branch. And even though the second yield does exit from a branch, the source of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is the Yerushalmi, and it's clear from the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch, Kol She'eno Motzi Me'ikaro Hareza Ilan. If it's not drawing sustenance from the ground itself, and rather it's coming from a branch or it's coming from a trunk, then that is an Ilan, and if so, the first yield that comes out proves that this is a Yerek. So, yeah.
What about palm trees?
What about palm trees?
They have no branches that the core is not really wood.
Yeah.
But we make more if you ate some dates and coconut.
I hear. In those cases, I would say the better question would probably be hearts of palm. But in those cases as well, I think it looks like a tree. I think that it has enough of an appearance
higher
that we
can.
Up,
right?
No
it's,
branches.
High, it's higher up.
It's
a very, very tall bush. I think people look at it, they see that this is a height. People look at it.
But it's not make a difference because if you wait 2 years, you can eat the fruit, so it's okay.
It's true. In most cases.
Because you're saying this is the only real problem because you're saying apparently it's the vada.
Yeah.
If you don't know, stuff like chutz
ha'aretz. Then you have to go into the criterion to decide.
No, I mean, if let's say you had. No, let's say you know it's a tree, an apple. You don't have to check. We don't check their aura.
Correct. 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 If you don't know how old your apple tree is, we assume that it's fine.
How long does it take the apples to grow when they first plant the tree?
I don't know. Everybody here grow apples? I don't know. We just planted a nectarine tree. I don't know. How long does it take an apple tree to give off apples?
We went apple picking every year for 35 years.
I hear.
I hear. I had no idea.
So they also make the following point, just to bring it to conclusion. So we have a suffix in Orla and Chutz La'aretz. Is it a tree? Is it not a tree? The Mishnah in Orla, the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asurus, the Shulchan Aruch in Yordei Reitz Aridal. All note, suffix Orla in Eretz Yisrael is Asar. And Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. So best a pineapple that comes from Costa Rica, wherever it's coming from.
Hawaii.
This is from Hawaii. So wherever it's coming from, it's Suffolk, Orland, Chutz La'aretz. It should be Mutter. The Ran in Kedushin, the Bir Hagra, and the Minchas Chinuch all say, even a weak Suffolk is enough to allow Orland, Chutz La'aretz. So they'll tell me, you think my Suffolk is weak about the pineapples? Okay. A weak Suffolk in Chutz La'aretz is also good to eat Orla, according to the Vilna Gaon, and therefore not a problem. Rav Shechter also noted that the Chazon Ish said that in Chutz La'aretz we are lenient if the tree doesn't live beyond the fourth year. And if the quality of the fruit reduces significantly over time, and he follows the Chazon Ish in this regard as well. And therefore, the minhag is that we should enjoy our pineapples. They are ha'adama, and they are not orla. And,
in Israel,
the hashgachas there as well said that they're still not orla. They think there's enough proof to say that it's going to be a yarek. And either badat or the charedis. Nobody has more chumras than the badats. So nobody's going to out from them.
It seems like God, forget the pineapple, it seems a lot of things depend on what we treat. Like it's not characteristics. The characteristics only there if we don't have the soil, basically, that things are.
Yeah.